Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
You shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Oh, welcome in to another edition of the Panthers Insider Show, another season of the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Dan Day back in the studio doing great work there. And we are ready to roll here again on another edition of the Panthers Insider Show, getting you ready for the season. We've had some great conversations over the course of the week, whether it be on our season preview show, which we did on our flagship home 560 WQAM a couple of days back, or whether it be just a conversation that I wanted to give to you all today. We have caught up with a handful of people this week to help us get ready for the upcoming Florida Panthers season, which, by the way, kicks off coming up on Tuesday night. That's Tuesday night, October 8th, 7 p.m. puck drop. There will be a banner-raising ceremony. The nice new banner going to the rafters at Amerant Bank Arena. It's going to be a Stanley Cup banner, of course, the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. A chance to celebrate on Tuesday night with the banner-raising ceremony. You don't want to miss any of that, so get on out to Amerant Bank Arena Tuesday night if you don't have a ticket. One way or another, find a way to get one as soon as possible. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, your places to start for that. But you can also continue the Stanley Cup celebration Monday night, the night before the season opens. Going to be a ring ceremony at Amerant Bank Arena. You don't want to miss the ring ceremony coming up on Monday evening. Celebrate the Panthers at the 2024 championship ring ceremony. That's going to be Monday night at 6:30. Fans in attendance will hear from speakers, enjoy special videos, and witness history. Limited edition pin giveaway for all attendees that night. Get your tickets now, just $20 at FloridaPanthers.com, and the proceeds benefit the Florida Panthers Foundation. So again, support's a great cause. You don't want to miss any of that. So you've got the ring ceremony Monday, the season kicks off for real, banner-raising ceremony, and then Panthers-Bruins on Tuesday night, and then off we go. The Panthers, from that point, will go onto the road for four consecutive games. If you aren't able to make it out to Tuesday night's season opener, we'll have you covered over on 104.3 The Shark. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we will start things off with exclusive pregame coverage there at 6:30. We will start our broadcast on the Florida Panthers Baptist Health Radio Network at 7 p.m. on our great network affiliates in the Palm Beaches, 1230 The Gambler, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast. So some housekeeping items there. Over the course of this hour, coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear from Panthers defenseman Dmitry Kulikov. Had a good conversation with him yesterday after the Panthers finished up practice. Of course, the Panthers gearing up for their final preseason game tonight against the Los Angeles Kings in Quebec City. That is tonight, the preseason finale for the Panthers before the points start to count for real, folks. Coming up next segment, a couple of days back, had a great conversation with Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. We will revisit a portion of that to get you all primed for the upcoming Panthers season. And A little bit later on, a conversation I had a few days back with Panthers center Anton Lundell, he of the new six-year contract extension, he of a birthday 2 days ago, turned 23 years old. Hard to believe that before his 23rd birthday, he had played in 54 Stanley Cup playoff games, been to the Stanley Cup final twice, has his name on the Stanley Cup. There are guys who play 20 years who look to accomplish that. Anton has done it before his 23rd birthday. So just turned 23. And one of those guys, the sky truly is still the limit for Anton Lundell, and figures to once again play a key role for this Panthers team going into a new season coming up here. Panthers fans, the Cats dropping the puck at home, Amerant Bank Arena. That's going to be Tuesday night against Boston. You don't want to miss it. Time to rock Amerant Bank Arena for the first championship banner-raising ceremony in franchise history. Home opener tickets are on sale now at floridapanthers.com. You don't want to miss any of the action. And for all the info, join the 93 Society email club to stay up to date on all things Florida Panthers. Be the first to know about special ticket offers, exclusive events, and much more. Sign up now at floridapanthers.com. So get on that 93 Society email list. Folks, we will get into the first of our conversations this morning. Again, lots to send your way. First up, had a chance yesterday after the Panthers practiced out at the Baptist Health Iceplex at the FTL War Memorial, which, by the way, if you haven't been out there to see everything that facility has to offer, be sure to go out and check it out. And select practices open to the public, I believe, so check floridapanthers.com and all your local listings for that information. But yesterday after the Panthers finished up their practice in preparation to go on the road for tonight's preseason finale, had a chance to have a chat with longtime Panthers defenseman, currently in his second tour of duty as a Panther, returned to the Panthers before last season, was a part of the Stanley Cup championship team, key part of that Panthers penalty kill all last season, veteran defenseman Dmitry Kulikov. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and he begins here. I asked him what he hopes to get out of this last stage of the preseason before things start to count for real.
It's been good and hard training camp, you know. As last year, you know, we get a lot of it. You know, we get some conditioning, a couple of preseason games to get you back into the game shape. The last preseason game is kind of a tune-up for the regular season. So excited to go on the road and spend some time together as a team, just the boys, and then come back here and get the season started.
And then a couple things going off that. You mentioned how intense the camp is. Did it help having gone through it before, knowing what to expect and knowing how things were going to line up?
You know what to expect, but you still can't prepare yourself. You know, the first couple practices are tough. There are heavy days in the beginning of camp. And once you start playing games, just kind of your body goes back into the routine, and you remember all of your little things that you do before games again, and that's the kind of thing that just, you know, gets your mind right for the regular season. And obviously, like I said again, conditioning is a big part. So we're working hard on that.
And you mentioned getting on the road for this last preseason game, being able to bond with the guys through that, and then you go on the road for four straight games after the season opens. Early in a season, I know it can be challenging in certain aspects, but is it nice to be able to get a lot of time on the road as a group early in a season, especially?
I think it helps. I'm big believer in early season, you know, big road trips, when everybody gets together, you know, you're away from your girlfriends and families, and you go out and you eat together and do things together on the road, and kind of bonds the team together. And yeah, I think it'll be good for our group.
And obviously getting ready to turn the page to a new season, but I got to ask you, coming off the summer that you guys had, how exciting was that, and what is it like to see your name on the Stanley Cup?
It's I can't even describe it in words. You see the history on that cup and all the names that won it before. And just to be in that company, it's something special. So can't describe it in words. It's just unbelievable feeling, and just share it with everyone that's been close to me. It's been great.
And you guys are going to open up the season against Boston coming up on Tuesday night, and you'll have the banner raising ceremony before that, ring ceremony on Monday night. Before we get to the game, chance to celebrate kind of one last time before the season starts. How much are you looking forward to, like I said, the ring ceremony and the banner raising coming up?
Obviously, it's going to be a huge honor to receive that ring, but I think personally, me, I try to, you know, stay, you know, humble before the opening of the season. You know, can't be celebrating too much because none of the other teams care that we won last year, and everybody's going to be out to get us. So just try to enjoy that in the moment, and then, you know, flip the page and get ready for a first game.
And you mentioned other teams that might be coming out after you guys. The Boston Bruins are a team that you guys knocked off on your way to winning the Stanley Cup last year. That's the team you're opening up against. Is it appropriate that you guys are opening up against Boston? And just how would you sum that up as a rivalry? Because it feels like when you guys and the Bruins play, there's some extra juice to that game.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate given the last two seasons and how it ended in the playoffs. You know, they had to get through them 2 years ago to get past the first round to make it to the finals, and then last year again we had to get through them in the second round, you know, on the way to the cup. They are going to be our rival for the foreseeable future. There's no doubt about it, and we're going to have to go through them every year. So I'm sure it's going to be a good game. They're a good team. We're a good team. We've always had close battles between each other, and it's going to be the same this year.
And the last thing here, you guys have been one of the top defensive teams in the NHL. What's going to be the biggest key for you guys starting from the back end outward to continue that going into the new season?
Just defending as a five-man unit. We always do, and we're fast. We don't let teams spend too much time in our zone, and our goalie makes it safe when we need it. So that's a simple, I guess, simple kind of formula for a defensive game.
So big thanks to Dmitry Kulikov, Panthers defenseman, for taking some time out yesterday after practice before the team hit the road to finish off the preseason in Quebec City against the LA Kings. And, of course, big part of the Panthers' penalty kill last year, big part of the Panthers, who were one of the best defensive teams in the National Hockey League last year, and they will look to duplicate that once again going into the 24-25 season. Just to give you a quick update, a heads up on the games coming up here. The Panthers open up the season against Boston at home, mentioned that already. But the Panthers and the Bruins will play 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. And then Thursday night, it's the Panthers in Ottawa to visit the Senators, 7 o'clock. Saturday, a week from today, the Panthers in Buffalo at 7. On the 14th, an afternoon game in Boston on a Monday. Panthers and the Bruins at 1 o'clock on Monday the 14th. Tuesday the 15th in Columbus at 7 before the Panthers return home for 3 straight, beginning on the 17th of October against the Vancouver Canucks. So that's what the upcoming schedule looks like for the Panthers. Get all your tickets at floridapanthers.com, 954-835-PUCK, SeatGeek.com, lots of different places to get your Panthers tickets. And of course, we'll have you covered on the Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health all season long. And Panthers fans, for the first time in franchise history, there's a wait list for territory memberships. Join the wait list today, get the highest priority, and reserve your spot in line for season tickets. To learn more, go to floridapanthers.com/waitlist or call 954-835-PUCK. And Panthers fans, you want to make sure you have the best gear when you head out to Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers fans, go to Pantherland for your exclusive Florida Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, jerseys, and more. Shop now in-store or online at flateamshop.com. Well, later on in the hour, we'll hear a conversation I had this week with Anton Lundell of the Panthers, who, again, just turned 23. Feels like he's been a Panther for years and years and years, but still just 23 years old as of a couple of days ago. So a belated happy birthday to him. We'll chat with Anton coming up a little bit later on in the program. But coming up next from the Associated Press, Tim Reynolds has his finger on the pulse of all the sports down here in South Florida. And it'll be good to get his take on the Panthers. We will hear that conversation Bill Lindsay and I had with Tim Reynolds coming up in our next segment. Doug Plagans here with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the season opening edition of the Panthers Insider Show. The season hasn't opened yet, but the Panthers Insider Show has for the season. You can hear us in this time slot, wherever you're tuned in right now, all season long, throughout the entire regular season, and all the way through the playoffs. As long as the Panthers are playing, we're with you on Saturday mornings, this time, this station, wherever you're tuned in every single week. So again, we thank you very much for being on board with us, and we look forward to being on board with you, or you being on board with us, being on board with each other all season long as the Panthers defend their 2024 Stanley Cup championship. Again, the home opener coming up here on Tuesday night at 7 against Boston, fitting the Panthers playing the Boston Bruins in the season opener. Time to rock Amerant Bank Arena for the first championship banner-raising ceremony in franchise history. Home opener tickets on sale at floridapanthers.com. You don't want to miss it. If you're tuned in on the radio side, down here in South Florida, Miami-Dade, Broward counties will have you covered on 104.3 The Shark, and we will even exclusively carry the banner-raising. Again, we'll be on the air at 6:30 leading up to the 7 o'clock puck drop that night. And then, of course, after that, Panthers will be in Ottawa coming up on Thursday. They will be in Buffalo a week from tonight as they get that first road trip of the season going. It's a road-heavy start to the season, but I always tell people, especially when you're a team that's done it before, that's battle-tested, that's seasoned, a winner like the Panthers are, when you have a really good team, I like the idea of getting those road games out of the way early, because then late in the season, when you're in the thick of a playoff race and it feels like every point, every 2 points, every win is magnified so much, you're playing a home-heavy schedule late. So I like the idea of knocking out road games wherever those games are early in the season, especially when you're a team that's in the position that the Panthers are in, a contender who's done it before. And they always say those road trips are good for team bonding as well. Let's get right into another conversation. A couple of days back, Bill Lindsay and I caught up with Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press. Again, has his finger on the pulse of the entire sports world down here in South Florida. And the first thing I asked Tim was, does it feel different covering this Panthers team as a defending champion rather than an aspiring champion as they may have been 1 year ago? Here's what he had to say.
Very much so. Not in the sense that people might think, but it's no longer a question of if. Like, the if was answered forever on June 24th. Can this team win a championship? Well, yeah, now we know. The answer, apologies if you were DVRing it, the answer was yes, that they can win a championship. Oh, cool. And that obviously changes everything. And I think the smartest thing that Paul Maurice has done over the last, I don't even want to say the last 3 weeks of camp, but I think this process started probably 5-6 weeks ago, is they're not defending anything. We're going to call them the defending Stanley Cup champions. But this isn't, you know, this isn't the World Boxing Association. This isn't the WWE. When you lose the belt. Like, what happened last year happened. It's done. It's not about defending the cup. It's about doing it again. And I think that's a really, it's a subtle but a very important shift. So for me, yes, covering the team, it is different because you don't have to ask the questions you've been asking around here for the last 3 or 4 years. Is this group good enough? Now the questions are, where does the motivation come from? How does this team get better? And how do you prepare yourself truly for everybody's best shot every night? Teams, they get up to play the Panthers. They get up to play a team that won the President's Trophy 2 years ago. They get up to play Matthew Tkachuk and come to this arena where there's incredible home ice advantage now, but it's different because now there's that banner and it just changes everything. And I'm going to be really curious the first 5-10 games of this season, how the Panthers truly adjust to what life is like, particularly with so many road games early, what life is like when you walk in there as the champ, because teams are going to look at you as the defending champion, whether you look at yourself that way or not.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press, kind enough to stop by. Again, you can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds. He's one of our favorite associates, of course. And Tim, in looking at this team now gearing up for the season, we were talking about it in our opening segment. A lot of the folks nationally and a lot of folks on the outside might be focusing the story on who's not still here with this Panthers team. But I think especially in today's sports world where there are so many comings and goings, especially in a salary cap league like the National Hockey League is, I think the fact that this team's returning its 8 leading scorers, 8 of its top 9 forwards, 3 of its top 4 defensemen. Sergei Bobrovsky is still going to be starting the vast majority of the games in net. Paul Maurice is still the head coach. I think we have a kind of an odd amount of continuity with this Panthers team, wouldn't you say, for a team that is coming off this much success in a salary cap league?
In a salary cap league is the key part. It's an insane amount of continuity. And I even, unless it's like a truly hardcore Panther fan. Okay, so they brought back their 8 leading guys, the 8 leading scorers. I don't think anybody would guess that in that group, the oldest guy, and I think by more than a year, if I'm not mistaken, is Evan Rodriguez. He's older than Parkey. Like, it's crazy.
Yep.
So this is a team that, okay, they're not 23, a lot of these guys. Apologies to Anton Lundell, who turned 23 today. But these guys are all mid to late 20s.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Rhino, Chucky, Verhage, Barkey. Barkey still hasn't turned. I mean, Barkey still isn't 30, which is impossible because he's in his 27th year of being a Florida Panther, but he's still not 30, which is crazy. You know, these guys are either entering their peak or just getting to it. And the peak in hockey lasts a minute. It really does. Like, the core is built to last. And we're just talking about, you know, the leading scorers on this team. There's obviously a group of guys that people expect to make the jump. And, you know, I don't care that Bob is whatever Bob is, 36. We saw last year for 2 months for the biggest games there are, Bob was the best goalie on the planet for 2 months. Did he have some moments? Sure. He had some moments. He also had the bobbery. And he was so solid in game seven. So solid. The game, he had to play the game of his life in game seven. We don't talk enough. We talk about what Cooley did on that unbelievable play to set up the play where Rhino ends up scoring late in the second. We talk about the job the guys did defensively in the third. We're always going to talk about how they just would not let the puck out of cup corner, which is what I'm going to call it until somebody trademarks it for the last 14 seconds of that game. We don't talk about Bob and what he did in that game enough. This was that game. If Bob loses it, people would say, yeah, but he had a good career, but. And I don't know where Bob goes mentally. Even somebody as mentally strong as Bob, I don't know what happens to him after that game seven. Winning that game, Bob's a Hall of Famer now. I don't know if he was before June 24th, but he absolutely 100,000% is now. So, yeah, I know there's some numbers you can point to that say there's going to be regression. I expect regression in some areas just because the numbers are going to average out at some point. But this is still a really, really good hockey team. And anybody who can't see that so much of the core of the team that has been to the last two finals and has been really, really good for the last 24 months, they're still here. And there's no reason to think they're going anywhere. Like, I mean, there's going to be good teams. And I don't, record-wise, I don't think they're going to get 110. I think there will be a dip in points. But if this group is healthy in April, forget it. I mean, if this group is healthy in April, nobody wants to see them in a best of seven, and that's what you want. You don't win it. Nobody hangs a banner for, we were really good in January. You hang a banner for, were you really good in June? And this is now the core that's proven. They can win in April, May, and June. That's to me, the continuity is everything. And that core is not talked about enough. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, Tim, the core is hugely important. I just, you were talking about the goaltending there. And if this team is to go on to another run, the regular season's important. And what Stolarz did in the backup position last year, just want to really get your thoughts on maybe Bobrovsky, that heavy workload, the playoffs. How important is Spencer Knight going to be to this team? And the second part of that question of up front, you have Lundell, you have Lou Osterinen, who I expect to take a jump, but you also have that spot that maybe Jesper Boqvist falls into, Samuskevich maybe gets a chance. How important is Spencer Knight going to be to this team and that third line specifically, providing maybe an even bigger boost than they had last year?
Well, let's start with the third line, Billy. I think it's certainly capable. You know, Mackey, of course, has been slowed in camp with the upper body. The buzz around him is real, and the people you talk to around the Panthers, like, I don't think he's taken himself out of the mix by missing these couple of weeks. I really don't. I think they're incredibly high on him. It is kind of funny, though. It's kind of to go back to Dougie's question a minute ago about people talked about what the Panthers lost and what they're missing. If the biggest question marks for this team are one spot on the third line and backup goalie, pretty good hockey club then, isn't it? I mean, seriously. Yeah. And those kind of are the big questions. Dougie and I have talked about this off air. We talked about this at the rink at a practice a couple of weeks ago. The fourth, I did a poor job writing about the fourth line last year. Fourth line was amazing. Fourth line wins you hockey games. Fourth line wins you hockey series. Third line wins you hockey series. We get too wrapped up in stars and stats. And I'm with you. I think Lou Sturainen, there's star in his name for a reason. I don't mean to make a pun. I'm sorry. But he's a kid that just turned 26. You know, Finn seemed to do really well with the Florida Panthers for some reason. I think he's comfortable in his own skin. He's certainly earned the trust of Paul Maurice, which is everything. His numbers will get better. Whether that means he contributes more or not, people get too wrapped up in the stats, but I think you're absolutely right when you identify him. To get to Spencer, I look at the salary. $4.5 million now. And he had a remarkable year in Charlotte. We're all hoping for the best in what he's, you know, gone through in his personal life. You know, he's open about his struggles with his mental health. And by all accounts, he's looked pretty darn good. I think we can all agree on that. He's looked pretty good at times here this fall. I still have to wonder, what are they going to do with Spencer Knight? You're not going to carry three, I don't think. Chris isn't here to be in Charlotte. So what ends up happening in the long term? If Bill Zito wants to use a chip, that's a pretty good chip, I think, to have in his pocket. Because Bob is a guy who needs to play a lot. And people talk about Bob's workload. It's not out of necessity because the Panthers don't have other options. Bob is a rhythm guy. Bob has always been, and the day Dale Tallon brought him here, this was made very, very clear. If you told Bob he had to play 82 games, he would. Bob needs the work. He's just one of those guys that he can't sit for long times. He gets out of his rhythm. Goalies are very, very weird about this. So I think Bob's still going to play a lot. And I don't know long term what they're going to end up deciding. But again, it's a pretty good problem to have when the big questions are third line centerman and backup goalie. That means you're probably going to be in the playoffs. You're probably going to have a pretty good chance to do something special.
Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press right there. Big thanks to him for stopping by, chatting with Bill Lindsay and I a couple of days back. You can find him on Twitter at @ByTimReynolds and does such a great job covering everything, including the Florida Panthers down here in South Florida. But he put it so well there. When you look at this Panthers team, like, a lot of people are talking about what's not in this lineup anymore. Guys moved on, the handful of guys. And when you have success, and especially in a salary cap league, as we mentioned, that is going to happen. But there is a lot of continuity on this team, a ton of continuity, as a matter of fact. And as Tim put it right there, when the biggest questions going into a season, especially when you just won the Stanley Cup back on June 24th, the biggest questions your team has going into the following season are backup goalie and a spot on the third line, you're probably positioning yourself once again to have a really good season, to be a contender again. That's the boat the Florida Panthers are in, heading into 24-25. And, folks, the Panthers app is the new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today, floridapanthers.com, and stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. And also, the Panthers Podcast Network, your audio source for everything going on within and beyond the hockey world in South Florida. Check out the 5-Minute Morning Skate, Panthers Pipeline, Territory Talk, get inside scoops. Jameson Olive and I have new episodes of Territory Talk coming out your way almost weekly. So be sure to be on the lookout for those wherever you get your podcasts. FloridaPanthers.com/podcast network is where to go. And as I mentioned earlier, this show you're tuned into right now, Panthers Insider, every Saturday morning, this time, wherever you're tuned in right now, as long as the Panthers are playing, we will have this show coming your way on Saturday mornings. Coming up next segment, Anton Lundell, a conversation with him that I was able to have a couple of days back as he gets ready for yet another NHL season and has accomplished so much and already a really successful young career. The sky's the limit for Anton. We'll talk to him in just a few moments. Doug Plagan's here with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network, presented by Baptist Health.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. The first one of the season. The season gets going coming up on Tuesday at 7. The Panthers welcoming in their rivals, the Boston Bruins. That was a topic of conversation throughout training camp and probably will be for the next handful of seasons, as a matter of fact, because both teams are going to be good for a while, let's face it. But the Panthers and the Boston Bruins, I think that's the main rivalry for the Panthers these days. You're always going to have a rivalry with Tampa Bay because of geography, and both teams are competitive, and both fan bases were waiting for it for so long. And again, it's two teams that play each other quite a bit that have met in the playoffs. That's always going to be a rivalry, but it just feels like there's something extra when the Panthers and the Bruins meet, and the series are they're flat-out mean series, no doubt about it. And now two straight years, the Panthers have ousted Boston from the playoffs. And now Boston's going to be sitting in there watching the Panthers race.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A Stanley Cup banner. Can't imagine they're going to be thrilled about that, but I know we're all going to be thrilled to watch that banner get raised coming up on Tuesday night. But I think just again just adds to this rivalry that the Panthers and the Bruins have had, and again just makes for some really exciting hockey every time these two teams hit the ice. So the season opens coming up on Tuesday at 7, Panthers and the Bruins. If you can't make it to the game, we'll have you covered in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on 104.3 The Shark over on the FM dial, and of course elsewhere across the Panthers radio network, presented by Baptist Health, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 1017 on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. Let's get into a conversation that I had with the birthday boy 2 days ago, Anton Lundell of the Panthers. Again, a guy got that nice contract extension in the offseason for such a young guy. By the age of 22, had already played in the Cup Final twice, already had his name on the Stanley Cup. Here's Anton Lundell saying that he's excited to get this season going.
Yeah, obviously we're very excited to start again. It's always fun to start a season, but you know it's going to be a new challenge to start it after last season and be the Stanley Cup champions right now. And I feel like everybody wants a piece of us and wants to beat us. So I think the games are going to be even more intense. So that's a very good challenge for us, and we're excited and also want to show that we can do it again.
And in mentioning that, you mentioned the way teams are going to approach you guys. Did you feel like you had a little bit of that last year? And also, just because of how competitive the conference is, do you feel like every night the intensity? There really aren't free nights in this league. It seems like every night everybody's got something to play for.
Exactly. You know, every game is big, and especially inside the division or the conference, you know, the points are even bigger, so each game has so more meaning, and I always feel like those games are close to playoff games, and you know, just the way we play, you know, we're on the face and on the body all the time, so it's hard, and you have to give the best against us. So I guess we're bringing the best out of the opposite team as well, but that's the way we play, and that's the way we like to play.
And I want to get back to some of the experiences you guys have had, but you mentioned the other teams around the division specifically. How much in the offseason do you keep tabs on what's going on around the league and specifically with the teams in your division? Because I think the Atlantic division might be the toughest division in the league.
Yeah, I keep a lot of track. Obviously, you want to know what's happening, you know, who is playing where, and I think it's a good thing to know who you're playing against, who you see out there. So I keep a lot of track, but yes, our division is very, very tough. There's a lot of good teams, and the battle is super hard, as we saw last two seasons. Like, the last teams barely made the playoff and barely did not make the playoff, so it's going to be a grind, it's going to be tough, but we're going to try to enjoy the ride.
Anton Lundell here with us, and you mentioned enjoying it, and I know last season was last season, going to be a new season starting up here soon, but how exciting is it going to be able to Monday night, have the ring ceremony, be able to enjoy that with the fans, and then have the banner raising ceremony and kind of take one last look back at everything you guys accomplished last season?
I think it's gonna be so cool. We worked so hard for it. We all put our whole life for it, you know, so to be able to get something back and to be able to share such a special season and ending with this group and the whole organization has been unreal. And to be able to take one more look at it and just smile and enjoy and see what we did last season, it's going to be special. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be awesome, but we have to start focusing on the coming season as well. So, but it's going to be a special day for sure.
What was it like seeing your name on the Stanley Cup?
It was very special. You don't really understand what's happening. You know, everything happens so fast, and it's hard to describe. You know, what you think, how you feel. It just happened, but it's almost been like a dream summer. You know, like you almost wish you could like go back in time and go through the game seven and the celebrations again and again and again. But you know, it's all in our memories too. We got a lot of pictures, videos, so we'll live through them now.
And I gotta ask you too, because you're just about to turn 23 years old, and at this point in your career, you've had a chance to get a lot of great experiences. You mentioned playing game sevens. I mean, these are experiences that I'd imagine you're going to carry with you through the rest of your career. How much were you able to feel growth from playing in some of these big games that you've had a chance to play in? And do you ever sit back and think, like, you know, you're before the age of 23, all the experiences you've been able to have and how valuable this could be long term for you?
Yeah, for sure. It's pretty crazy to think when there's always somebody who mentions my playoff games and the amount of them, and it's
54 of them already.
Yeah, and that's a lot. And you don't, I mean, as I just live, I just go day by day, so I don't really think too much and try to think to the future. But to be able to hear that, you know, that's a lot of games, and for me especially, to be able to play some big games, learn from them, so I feel that's going to help me a lot. You know, I know what it took to win the Stanley Cup now, and it's such a good thing to have as a team. You know, we've been through it and we know what it takes, and we want to do it again.
I got to ask you too, you've had a chance to play quite a bit with Etu Luostarinen over the time that you've been with the Panthers, and I know you guys have a great bond on and off the ice, but what's it been like to be able to build that on-ice chemistry with Etu in the time that you've been here?
It's been great. Right from the start, I could see he's a really, really good player. But I feel like we both have had the same paths, you know. We both have grown so much, you know, like looking back at our first years together, like compared to now, like we're different players. We're like stronger, faster, just more mature. So it's been so fun to kind of grow up with him and be able to see him every day, push him. He pushes me, you know, so just compete and play together. Make some great memories has been awesome.
Two quick ones before we let you get out of here, but obviously when you guys celebrate the ring ceremony and have the banner raising and one last celebration on the Stanley Cup team, there are going to be, you know, there are some guys that that have moved on to other places, and that's just the nature of it. You had a chance to play with a veteran guy, Vladimir Tarasenko, here quite a bit last year on your line, spent some time with him. What were some of the biggest things you were able to maybe absorb from playing, playing that chunk of time with Vladdy?
Yeah, Vladdy was an awesome guy. He was a great add to our team. He really stepped up. And I don't even know if he stepped up. He just played his best when the team needed. No, he just came and did his job. Like he's been through it, and you could really see, you know, he had experience. He helped a lot in the locker room, tough times, you know, when we needed maybe somebody to say, hey, we're fine, it's okay. Sometimes you lose a game, let's just focus on the next one. He was the guy stepping up and spoke to the team. So it was such a pleasure to be able to play with him. And yeah, only good memories about him.
And you get ready to start this season up. Appropriate that you guys kick it off against Boston on Tuesday night. Does it feel like a rivalry matchup is a good way to get this season going?
I think it's going to be pretty good matchup for sure. One reason is why we've been playing against them so much in the playoffs and during the regular season. So there's a little divisional hate and energy. So that's going to be a very good matchup for sure.
Anton Lundell of the Panthers right there. Big thanks to him for his time this week. He's excited to get the season going, and I know we all are too. Get the best Panthers gear at Pantherland, your exclusive Panthers licensed merchandise, including one-of-a-kind gear, hockey-inspired fashion apparel, jerseys, and more. Shop now in-store, online at FLA Team Shop. Check out Pantherland out at the Baptist Health Iceplex as well. And I know the season starts 7 o'clock Tuesday against Boston. Banner-raising ceremony before that, but Monday night at 6:30 at Amerant Bank Arena, the ring ceremony. Fans in attendance will hear from speakers, enjoy special videos, and witness history. Limited edition pin giveaway for all attendees as well. Get your tickets now, $20. Benefits the Panthers Foundation. Check it out. All the info's at floridapanthers.com. Big thanks to Anton Lundell, Dmitry Kulikov, Tim Reynolds for their time. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. It's episode one of the Panthers Insider Show for the 24-25 season. I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for being with us this morning. Season gets going on Tuesday. You don't want to miss any of it, folks. This has been Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network presented by Baptist Health.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.